Episode 692, Confessions of an Upset Mama. Do I measure up?
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy day, ladies. Are you having a glorious day? I pray that you are. I hope your week has been full of joy, love, and laughter. Today is Confession Day, and we're talking about, do I measure up? Oh, yes, it is a heavy one, a good one, one to really begin to search within ourselves, more so than even for our children. It really got me questioning a lot of things and how I looked at what I looked at, if that isn't confusing enough. But first off, before we jump into all of that, let's give a huge shout out and welcome to all of our new family members. Welcome. I'm so delighted that you are here. I can't believe it. You know, we are embarking on episode 700, and to continue to have new people come in, I just love that. And I just want you to know how much that you are thought of. You did not come here by accident. I have been praying for you, and know that no matter what you're doing, you have at least one person in this world praying for you. It kind of is very overwhelming at times, honestly, when I think about how many people are out there in the world and all the different choices and the options that we have in life. And for you to take your time out to be here with us, thank you, thank you, thank you from the bottom of my heart. As we're ringing in December loud and strong, maybe it's starting to get to feel a little bit more like winter for you all. For us, we had our first snowfall. Yeah, it didn't stick. So I'm hoping we'll have a little bit more snow. We'll see. I don't want the ice, though. I'm all about snow, but not so much the ice, because then you can't go anywhere, right? I mean, then you're stuck. And who wants to be stuck in the house with five children? I'm just saying, it is Confession Day. All right. Now, if you are brand new or you haven't even had the opportunity yet, take time for just a moment and head on over to createyournow.com. There's lots of goodies over there. And more importantly, you can sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions, to help you find the simple in every day. You have a purpose in life. You were created on purpose for a purpose. You are in search of that. And our responsibilities can sometimes actually get in the way of our purpose. And we can't figure out how to balance it all. And that's what we talk about here on Create Your Now. It's all about trying to find the harmony in our life, what God has planned for us. Now, we have to jump into this one because it's, do I measure up? Days can be tough, not only on us, but on our children. As we gathered in the kitchen, a sweet voice uttered, do I measure up? Goodness gracious, I thought, did a child just ask that question? Yes. And it was a little pipsqueak, and it was one of mine. For a child to ask that question, it left me gulping, trying to compose myself as to how to respond. It really took me off guard. I wasn't the only one in the room, but the excitement of the holidays and all the family gathering about, not many people heard the question. It was more like a mumble. And maybe it's just my trained coaching ears, right? I hear things, and most people don't think I hear them. I'm like, oh, no, I'm tuned in. And so, you know, really, it wasn't, I don't think it was really heard overall. You know, and then I thought, shouldn't children be playing and growing and learning? The measuring shouldn't come till much later, if at all. I mean, really, comparison 101, trap in motion. You've been there a few times, haven't you? And it's not a good feeling when you sit there and you lay in bed going, gosh, I don't know. She just does it so much better than I do. And if I could only just cook like her, if I could only just look like her, if I could only just do my job like her, what would it be? Do I measure up? Vince Lombardi says this, the measure of who we are is what we do with what we have. A lot of us are trying to make a lot out of nothing instead of doing with what we have and making a lot with what we have. Sometimes we're chasing the unicorn and we need to be chasing the donkey. Both are cute, I gotta say. But there are those two extremes in our lives, right? And so when Vince Lombardi says the measure of who we are is what we do with what we have, it's easier said than done. We compare, we measure who we are to how we perform against others. Now, healthy competition, it's a good thing, and I believe in it. But when our thoughts are obsessed by how we measure up, we're taking it too far. It becomes unhealthy. And when it becomes unhealthy, then what? It begins to eat at us from the inside out. And that brings upon other things like, you know, pain, you know, growing pains. I mean, pain in our lower back. We can't sleep. We have less energy. Yet we still have a life to live. So what are we to do? Do I measure up? Martin Luther King Jr. says this: the ultimate measure of a man is not where he stands in moments of comfort and convenience, but where he stands at times of challenge and controversy. I ask you today, where do you stand? Do you measure yourself against others? Do you measure yourself through God's eyes? Do you measure up? I had a deeper conversation with my child as to what they meant when they asked the question, do I measure up? How a child voices thoughts can be misrepresented or misinterpreted. So we have to be careful, because sometimes what happens is we interject our own feelings, our own emotions, what we think they're saying. If I had one child say something, and it was my black and white, this is how I see, my little Einstein, it would be truly that. It would be a literal meaning. But if another child said the exact same statement, it would mean something totally different. Do I measure up? So now let's focus on you. Do you measure up? Because ultimately, we are role models. Correct? We're role models for ourselves. Yeah, that reflection that you see in the mirror. Yeah, you're your own role model. You create your own energy within yourself. When you look at yourself in the mirror and you've got those tired, droopy eyes that kind of need some cucumber love, you're probably not feeling the love, are you? No. Do you measure up? How do you measure? So we're role models for ourselves. We're role models for our husbands. We're role models for our children. We're even role models for a stranger. The people we see in a grocery store or in a box store or at the park walking our dog. We are role models. It's amazing how our lives are so intertwined. And this may kind of sound a little bit strange, like somebody's stalking you, but all of us, we work on what? On schedules. At least here in our Western world, that's what we do. We schedule ourselves out all the time, more so than not. We don't leave much breathing room. And so you could have somebody actually watching you, not stalking you, but just observing you because of their curiosity. Maybe they see something in you that they want. They're not sure what it is. You're a role model. So when you begin to focus on you, how do you measure up? Do you measure up? Galatians 2:16 says this: know that a person is not justified by the works of the law, but by faith in Jesus Christ. So we too have put our faith in Christ Jesus, that we may be justified by faith in Christ and not by the works of the law, because by the works of the law, no one will be justified. So let me put that in simple terms for you. Jesus Christ already earned your salvation, and you can add nothing to that. You already measure up, sister. God already sees perfection in you. Yes, we are here to obey him. And we're here to serve as Jesus served. So doing good goes a long, long way. But it's not because of our good works. It's not because of our job promotion. It's not because we made so much money this month. It's not because we started our own business and you now are the owner. It's not because you have so many gorgeous, amazing, well-behaved children and they are just like tremendously smart and they're always on point. It's none of that. It's all because of Jesus Christ. He's earned it all for you already. You already measure up to the highest calling from God Himself. That should give you goosebumps. To know that you're not out there to prove anything to anybody because God already loves you right where you are. That should send a chill down your spine. I began to express that to my child. And as much love and understanding that they got the message that it didn't matter what others thought. If they were doing what was right within what God expected of them, then they're doing and they are measuring up. Are you measuring up to the earthly world? What it requires of you? Or are you looking to eternity? And that your good works here, what you do here on earth, how you live your life, how you serve others, is ultimately going to bring others closer to Jesus Christ Himself. So when you're faced with the question, do I measure up? What do you do? I mean, because it's a real question. And it's one that we deal with, maybe more so than once a month. Do I measure up? Well, here's your kiss. The keep it simple strategy. Ask the 2x2. And your 2x2 question is this. Number one, what am I measuring? You got to know what you're measuring. Sometimes we got to measure things. If you're cooking a recipe, you got to put in the right ingredients. If it calls for 2 cups of water, don't put in 3. It'll be a little sloshy. It won't mix the same. And I'm sure you've had that experience. Oops, put in too much of something. Maybe too much salt. Maybe too much pepper. Achoo. What am I measuring? Because measuring is good to a degree. But we have to know what we're measuring. And number two, your 2x2 is this number two. Who am I measuring it for? Yeah, that comparison thing. Are you sitting there trying to make yourself feel better because you just kind of had a bad day? Are you trying to figure out where you fit in this world? Who am I measuring it for? Or are you measuring it through God's eyes, the way He sees you? There's a big difference. Ask the 2x2. You see, you are perfection in God's eyes because He sees you through Jesus Himself. He died on the cross for you. And that's why for me personally, this Christmas season is so important because without the birth, there would be no salvation. So when I look at the lights on the tree, I see more than just Christmas decorations. I see the twinkle of God's eyes looking upon me and hoping that one day I will hear Him say, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You are a mighty warrior of God. You are a godly woman, a woman of impact, sent here to be an impactor. God created you on purpose for a purpose." The only measurement you need to be taking is His measurement. He loves you right where you are. So today, I want to leave you with this, a couple thoughts. Number one, I want you to take up the call. And that is a call of action to begin to figure out what you're supposed to be doing before 2017 hits. Click on the link, Take Aim, and let you and I have a talk. Let's begin to get you where you want to be headed. You can sit here and put off everything that you want to. You can make excuses. You can begin answering the questions from an earthly perspective. Do I measure up? Or you can sit here and begin to figure out, okay, this is what I need to do, or this is where I want to focus. And then number two, if you haven't already, I want you to go sign up for the newsletter. There's some things that are happening, some things that are shifting here at Create Your Now. And I got to tell you, it's scaring the pants off of me. But every day I just get up in the morning and think, I don't have it all together, God, but you do. I don't know what's happening. There's a shift happening. I know it. I can feel it. And it scares me, but God, you carry me. And I'm going with that. I'm walking in faith. Because with you, I know anything is possible. Nothing is impossible when you've got God on your side. So if you haven't already had the time, made the time, because I know, yeah, we get distracted very easily. Oh, I sure am distracted. There are so many things that can distract me. Go and sign up for the Kisses newsletter. The link's in the show notes, and you can head on over to createyournow.com. God has something miraculously in store for you in 2017. But you have to begin to be willing to make some changes, to be bold, to be brave, to begin to find your strength so you can continue to be the woman of impact that he has created you to be. He wants you to find your way on his journey that he has planned for you. So I want to leave you with this. Remember Vince Lombardi said, the measure of who we are is what we do with what we have. What are you doing today with what you have? Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.